Now, where have I been? I've been sick. You'll be able to tell by my voice. Now, sadly, I just recorded probably my longest podcast ever. And when I went to play it back, I couldn't hear me. So not only has it been a while since I've done a podcast, I kind of forgot how the soundboard works. So maybe we'll get it right this time. Anyway, so much has happened since I last did a podcast. If you can't see God's hands in this government, you're a Democrat. But thank God President Trump has come back into office with a great sense of urgency. I think he understands how near we are to the precipice of destruction here in the United States. And he's doing everything in his power to save us from the communist Democrats and technically the world in general. I mean, just look around. Well, okay, let's go right to the State of the Union. So you're a voting Democrat, all right? You vote for the communists because your mommy and daddy did, and you don't know how to think. Now, you watched the family of a murdered girl named Lakin Riley be introduced and applauded, except by the Democrats, because an illegal immigrant let in by Joe Biden killed her. Democrats sat in their hands. You see a little kid, I don't know, 6, 7 brain surgeries with cancer. President Trump makes him an honorary member of the Secret Service. Who applauds? Republicans. Who doesn't? Democrats. Do you understand the kind of morons you're voting for, which makes you the kind of morons you are? Yes, the Golden Bell still exists. Anyway, I don't know about you people. It's amazing to me, every day the Doge team finds millions and billions of dollars being funneled to communist Democrats in the purposeful waste of our tax dollars, but they're not really wasting it. They're not doing all this claimed research. They're just getting it into their bank accounts. They're stealing from us. And what do Democrats do? They get upset about it. They get upset that Elon Musk's Doge team is finding the fraud and abuse. How dare he? How dare he? Are you people really that stupid? Oh, by the way, the answer is yes, you are. Democrats, 2025, and you're still voting for Democrats? You can't see the light? You're that ingrained in your own stupidity? You can't understand how corrupt the Democrat Party is? You really think that Joe Biden, oatmeal brains, for the last 4 years was really running the country? No way in hell. That was Barack Obama's third term. A man raised to hate the United States. And what morons elected him? Democrats. Oh, he was such a great speaker. Morons, he hates the United States. He said he would fundamentally change the course of our country. Oh, he did. Straight to hell. Funneling away all our tax money, destroying us every chance he got, started the war on cops, and yet you Democrats think he was a really good president. You really are some of the dumbest people on the earth. I think rocks have higher IQs than Democrats. Anyway. I'm just aghast watching every day on social media Democrats complain about DOGE, a department set up for government efficiency to stop the waste, fraud, and abuse, and you're protesting against it. My. That's a special kind of stupid. It really is. Special kind of stupid. Anyway, before I forget, I want to give a little shout out to my granddaughter, Tiffany. Tomorrow's her born-again birthday. was a year ago. We were in church together, and I got to see her accept an altar call, led by the Holy Spirit, to accept Jesus Christ as her personal Savior. You have no idea how proud that you made your grandpa. I got to see your mom do the same thing many years ago. Made me so proud. And this is for every one of you out there, especially you Democrats. Oh, don't tell me you're Christian and a Democrat. You're lying to me. You're lying to God. You're voting for a party that thinks murdering babies in the womb is awesome. And yet you say, oh, I'm a Christian. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm homosexual. Get out of here. You ain't no Christians. Oh, my God. I had to face that same reality. I don't know. I think I might have talked about it before. Happened in a Bible study at AT&T. Woman came up to me after Bible study and said, how can you say you're a Christian and you vote Democrat? That same question was presented to me. I said, well, I don't support abortion. She goes, yes, you do. I said, I don't. She goes, no, you do, because you're voting for the Democrat Party. So you are pushing for abortion. Such a simple truth. Such a simple truth. Anyway, thank you, Lori. I doubt you even listen, but your name was Lori. Lori McConaughey. She also then handed me a book on Rush Limbaugh. I have the book here in my library. Eventually, by the way, I'm going to scare you, but these will be televised, I guess you want to say. But yeah, I'm going to eventually do a podcast where you can see my lovely gray hair. Anyway, as you can still see, my voice is weak. I'm not 100%, but I know many people, a few people even at work were wondering if I was going to do another podcast. And I just told them, it's like in the morning and in the evening when I pray, I like to pray with Mana, and I can't even pray. I would lose my breath, cough and hack, and so I have to do it all silently as I read the word. I can't read it out loud. But anyway, there's so much on my mind, though. There's the fact that almost half this country are still morons voting for Democrats. If this country would get on their knees and pray, which apparently a lot of you did, because that's why Trump's in office. It was a miracle that he was saved from that sniper's bullet. You don't think God's hands were in that? Then you're a bigger fool than I am. And yeah, I'm a fool. I used to vote for Democrats. I was a union leader. I was all for the union and for Democrats. And rah, rah, rah. And Republicans are mean and they only like rich people and all that other BS. Thank God I got saved from myself. I don't know if I really worked hard at getting anybody to become a Democrat, but if I did, I apologize. And don't get me wrong, I'm not pushing for you to be a Republican. I'm pushing for you to get out of the Democrat Party. I'm pushing for you to vote for the United States of America. All right? That's the other thing that gets me about these morons. I was told by an idiot at work. I work for the state, by the way, and a nice state job surrounded by morons, that because I agree with MAGA, I'm a racist. I'm thinking, what? Because I believe that we should make America great, that makes me a racist? And this idiot went on to tell me that what you really mean is you want to make America white again. And I'm looking at this moron thinking, where did that come from? Anybody who knows me knows I'm not racist. I don't have a racist bone in my body. Now, I am racist against Democrats, but that's not a race. I can't stand Democrats. But as far as black people or Mexican people or Japanese or Chinese, I don't care. What I care about is, do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? And do you love other people? That's what I care about. And that's how I try to live. I have a daughter whose best friend is a black girl. She used to come to our house often and spend the night. And now, from what she tells me, she's not really a Democrat anymore. But for most of her life, like I was up to her age, around her age, because I didn't become a conservative till I was 35. Oh, by the way, I'm not a Republican. I'm a conservative. I believe in smaller government, less taxes, the Second Amendment, and freedom. That's what a conservative is to me. If you believe in higher taxes, you don't think people should have guns, and you like a big government, you're an idiot or a Democrat. You know, they're both the same. Anyway, but the same daughter who was liberal for most of her life, because her mom is sadly liberal, always came to my defense on Facebook when people attacked me for being racist. And I loved her for it. Thank you, Katie. And so did her friends who were not white. So, again, I get really mad. Two things really piss me off in my life. One, being called a liar. Two, being called a racist. So some of the most racist people I know in 2025 are black people. Their racism against white people is off the charts. I don't know what happened to this country, but people got dumber, that's for sure. And thank God we're going to get rid of one of the main factors of that, and that's the Department of Education. It's one thing I loved about Bill Bennett. Didn't agree with much of what he had to say. Well, I can't say that. I agreed with much of what he had to say, but there are many things he said that I didn't agree with. But one of the things he did agree with was getting rid of the Department of Education. When President Reagan made him in charge of the Department of Education, his advice to President Reagan was shut it down. Reagan did not take that advice. That's why some people, like myself, would say Trump is actually the better president. Now, Trump still spends too much money. You know, there's a lot of things. Him pushing Fauci and the COVID fake BS, that pissed me off. Pushing the vaccines that are now finally killing people all across this country, that pissed me off. But whatever. He's made a lot of mistakes, but he's doing a lot of great things at the same time. What other president in your lifetime has worked actively at downsizing government, at bringing to the forefront the fraud and abuse? And I've been saying it since when I was in the Army in the 70s. We had auditor generals, and they did their job. Now, part of the corruption of our government is these auditor generals got bought off. They no longer did their job. Their job was to literally audit where the money was going. That's what Congress, by the way, is supposed to do, in case you wizards don't know that. Congress is not only the holder of the purse, but they're responsible for auditing where does the money go. But when you see the BS, the millions and billions of dollars that Elon Musk's team is now finding went to line the pockets of many Democrats and many Republicans, we know Congress hasn't been doing their job. I've known that all my life, but whatever. I used to say get rid of 100% of Democrats and 75% of the Republicans. Now I say get rid of 100% of the Democrats and 98% of the Republicans. They're all on the take. I heard a term months ago on Facebook, is it unit government? I think it was unit government. But anyway, meaning both parties are the same. They pretty much are. So your current crop of legislatures need to go. I just wish we could get back to the way we were set up originally. These people were to go to Washington one time a year, pass some bills, and then go back home. They weren't supposed to be on the dole. Weren't supposed to have pensions, weren't supposed to be paid for this and that and that and this and private jets and blah, blah, blah. No. We wanted people in government that were willing to serve for free to better this country. Now it's all for one and one for all. They're all looking out for themselves. How much money can they steal of your taxes? And you keep reelecting them. That's some real wizardry. But whatever. Anyway, seeing now that I've been talking for about 2 hours, I'm getting tired. My voice is weak, but I did want to get a podcast out. Let you know I'm still here. I'm not feeling super duper, but I'm still loving America. I'm loving what President Trump is doing. I believe in God. I believe that this country can be saved from Satan. We just have to get rid of the Democrats. You're just little Satanists voting for baby killing in the womb. Oh, but I'm a Christian. Nothing turns my stomach more. Don't forget, I was one of those idiots. I used to say I was a Christian and a Democrat. What a fool was I. Anyway, I know God has forgiven me for my sins. He'll forgive you for yours. All you have to do is pick up the Word of God and read it. Understand that Jesus Christ had one mission, that was to come to earth and pay for your sins. There's only one way to heaven, ladies and gentlemen, one way. It's through that belief that Jesus Christ died for your sins. No matter how good you think you are, how great you might think you are dirty rags before God. The only way for God to look at you as clean is to tell God that you accept Jesus as your Savior for your sins. And please, look at us as you would your son. Don't look at us for our sins. Look at us as white as snow, because we accepted Christ's salvation. It's a simple lesson, folks. And prayer. Prayer is not reciting words. I always laugh when, you're almost at many, many events, and people love to recite the Our Father. They think they're doing great. Inside, I'm laughing. I know exactly what God wanted when Jesus taught us the Our Father. He said prayer in this manner. He didn't say recite these prayers. What he wanted you to do is each time you talk to God, make sure you hit these bullet points. But talk to God. That's what God wants. He wants a relationship with you. He wants to be your best friend. He loves you. You know how dogs love us unconditionally? God's a million times greater than that. He loves you. He loves you so much. He just wants you to understand he loves you. Talk to him. He sends you the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's inside of you, talking to you, trying to get you to come forward and have that relationship with God. But Satan, he's on that other shoulder, trying to keep you away from God. So who are you listening to? You're a Democrat? You're listening to Satan. You're a conservative? You got a good chance of going to heaven, but you got to accept Christ. Anyway, I do what I do out of love. I love my country. I love my family. But most importantly, I love my God. And I know God loves me. He performs miracles for me. I've witnessed him in other people's lives. He has angels protecting me. Mine are worn out, but they're here. And he has angels cross your path almost every day. Open your eyes. See God at work in your life. Anyway, my friends, have a great day. Tell others about the good news of Jesus. Tell others that the Democrat Party is the Communist Party.